Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, the first story we want to get to is Friday after the Lakers beat the Bucks, which was, you know, obviously a tour de force by LeBron, and he's feeling great, and he outplays Giannis. And someone asked him, one of the reporters, about this notion that broke actually right before the game started, a story broke that the NBA was considering having players play in empty arenas because of the coronavirus. And LeBron was asked about it, and here was his answer.
It's impossible. I ain't playing. If I ain't got the fans in the crowd, that's what I play for. I play for my teammates, I play for the fans. That's what it's all about. So if I show up to an arena and ain't no fans in there, I ain't playing.
All right, that was Friday. Today, which of course is Tuesday, LeBron was beating a different drum. Here it is.
Obviously, I would be very disappointed, you know, not having the fans, because that's what I play for. I play for my family. I play for my fans. You know, but at the same time, you gotta listen to, you know, the people that's keeping a track on what's going on. And if they feel like it's best for the safety of the players, the safety of the franchise, safety of the league to mandate that, then we all listen to it.
Wow, LeBron's had a nice backtrack. That was, I think he backtracked all the way to Mexico on that one as well, because he was so adamant not too long ago to say that he wouldn't play. And obviously the league got to him, told him that there's a real possibility and that he'd have to basically take his words back. And he can spin it any way he wants. People are saying, well, he really didn't know the severity of it and this and that. That's the case, then he shouldn't have responded that way when they asked him about it. He should have said, I don't know enough about it to really make a comment at this time, and I need more information, because if the NBA is even seriously thinking about playing without fans, it must be serious. But that wasn't his response. And so, you know, people can make excuses that he didn't know and all that other stuff. He was pretty adamant about, they asked him about playing games without fans. And he didn't flinch. He didn't, you know, stumble over his words. He was very definitive that he played for the fans. It was one of those moments where he could, you know, beat his chest and tell fans, no, I play for you. It's all about the fans. And then, of course, the league got to him, and he's changed his tune.
Rob Parker, stop it. That is so off. The news of the story that the league was talking about keeping fans away from games broke at 6:51 Friday night. His game against the Bucks started at 7 p.m. He's on the court getting ready for one of their biggest games of the season. Then after the game, he showers, of course, and I don't know if he talks before or after he showers, but he didn't know. And so out of the blue, he's asked, hey, the coronavirus, what if they play the games without fans? He didn't know the gravity of the situation.
But Chris,
he didn't
that's not even a good enough excuse. Answer the question.
Well, okay.
If you don't know, why would you answer the question?
A lot of people
it
do
doesn't
that.
Make sense.
No, it makes plenty of sense. Plenty
know.
Of people
he
have
didn't scratch
answered.
His head and say, what? What are you talking about? Really? Is it that? He didn't do that. He got on his soapbox and talked about how he played for the fans, grandstanding, typical LeBron James, and then all of a sudden the league got to him. He didn't come back. He could have changed it the next day that
if somebody played
on Sunday. He could have said, you know what I said Friday? I was wrong. The league got to him, and
the
that's
league
why
got
he
to
his
him.
Name.
Do you think he's scared of the league office?
It's not about being
scared. He ain't scared of Adam Silver.
No, they told him that you're going to have to retract that because we're going to have to
No, you think they said that.
Yes,
you're going
yes.
to have to retract that.
You're going to have to understand
nah.
what we're doing here.
Now,
I do.
He may have spoken to the league and found out the gravity of the situation. My point is that when he answered the question Friday, he was caught off guard. I mean, I can put see myself in that situation.
He didn't sound like he was caught off guard, like he didn't know. He was definitive.
If somebody asked me, I have no clue that they're considering canceling, you know, keeping the fans away from the game. And somebody, even if they mentioned the coronavirus, saying something about playing games without fans, I would be like, what? Without the fans? That don't make sense. How in the world? How can we play without fans? No, I can understand how a player could be caught off guard and make a comment like that. Because every player that grew up wanting to be in the NBA, in his driveway, talking about hitting the last second shot, always pictured what? The fans being there. The crowd goes wild. Everybody wants to play in front of fans. And so I get it. And then once you're exposed to the truth and once you recognize the gravity of the situation and, hey, yeah, we might actually have to play without fans, he said, what's the right thing? I'm glad he didn't have too much pride to say to go back and change his mind, but he's saying the exact right thing. We're not going to – I'd rather not cancel the season if it means – you know, if we have to play games with no fans, then so be it. We got people who are experts in this situation. They're talking to doctors. They're talking to people that know what the deal is with you know, viruses and the spread of them and all that. I'm going to listen to those people. Of course he was going to play. He's not going to – if they start playing games with no fans, there's no chance that he wasn't going to play.
All he had to say – was that he didn't know the severity of it. And if the NBA is seriously thinking about that, that's very interesting. And he could have come right back on Sunday before the game and said, you know what, I didn't really know what was going on. And he didn't do that.
Maybe if somebody had asked him, he would have answered that.
And that's just my point. I just think he was trying to be with the bravado instead of just saying, I don't know enough about it. No, but he didn't just say that would – he didn't say that would be disappointing or I would be bummed out. He said if I came to the game and there were no fans, I wouldn't play. That's different from I play for the fans and that would be disappointing or disheartening if there were no fans in the stands.
Here's what he said. We play games without the fans? Question mark? No, that's impossible. He didn't know.
He said I wouldn't play if I came.
And if I don't understand the full context and I'm asked, would you play? I'm used to playing in front of 20,000 people every single night. And now you ask me and I don't understand the context.
You know what,
and you
Chris?
Say, would you play in a empty arena in front
one
of
minute,
no fans? I would say the
how-
same thing.
One minute you're saying how smart LeBron is, and now you're saying he doesn't understand a simple question about playing an NBA game with
no fans. I've been asked questions where we didn't understand the full context. Every single person
on earth has been asked
questions about that.
The NBA's thinking of possibly not having games in front of fans. What do you think about that, LeBron?
Is that how he was asked it?
Do you know if that's how he was asked? But the bottom line is, listen to what he answered. No fans. You just said it.
He said we play games without the fans? He didn't. He's like, what are you talking about?
But his answer was, I wouldn't play if I showed up. I wouldn't play. That's what he said.
He even said today, I didn't know. He said, I had no idea that there was actually a conversation going on behind closed doors.
So he answered a question without knowing what it was
asked. Yes, which I've done in my lifetime, and I'm sure you have.
I've never done that. If you ask me a question, I've never.
You've done that on this show once a week.
That I didn't know about.
There's no way. He said it. He didn't know. That don't make you stupid because you answer a question that you didn't know the full context.
I think that it makes you that you always want to stick your chest out with some bravado rather than saying
What was bravado?
He said if I came to the arena and there were no fans, I wouldn't play.
That's bravado?
Yes.
I think half the league feels that way.
No, that's what he said. No, they don't.
I don't
believe that.
You think guys would like to play games in front of empty seats? 25?
If it's a health risk,
he didn't know at the time.
So why is he being asked a question?
Obviously, people are asking questions.
No, but why are people asking about playing in front of no fans, Chris. Come on, man.
What was his response?
I'm not buying that.
His response was, we play no game. We play games without fans? That's impossible.
And if he didn't understand it, he could have said, what do you mean? Because of the coronavirus, they might not have any fans. He could have asked, what did the reporter mean? Or explain the question if he wasn't
clear.
You're
a journalist, Rob Parker. You appreciate an athlete that gives you an answer. Would you have rather him say no comment? No comment?
I don't know the severity of it, and I don't know anything, so I'd have to find out.
That would have been great. You love this. You love, and so did all the other journalists, loved that he went strong with an answer. And I think it's very plausible. I understand it. I totally understand it. And when I saw it, I never saw the question. I just saw LeBron's response, and I said, I've got to hear how that was asked, because it looks like he didn't know what was going on. And there's almost no way he knew the story, because it broke right before game time.
I think he probably didn't have a chance to know.
I don't have to bail him out.
What do I get for bailing him out?
I don't have no agenda.
It's just plausible to me. How about that LeBron misspoke?
He said he misspoke. He didn't understand. He didn't know the context. That's all I'm saying.
I just don't understand. Somebody asked you a question, and you continue. You talk about beating your chest. I wouldn't play. If I showed up to an arena and there were no fans, I wouldn't play.
So you really think – what did you think he meant by that? You think in his mind Friday night he was thinking, if Adam Silver in the NBA stops fans from coming to games, I'm not playing. You really think he's thinking that?
I think he thought that he would be the hero to the fans by putting that out there.
He doesn't want to play in front of an empty stadium.
He ain't about to stop a pandemic.
He ain't that big. He might be a global icon, but he's not that.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
All right, let's get to the NFL. We've been talking a lot of NBA, and we'll get back to that, but we can't get away from this Tom Brady situation, and we won't get away from it until he's signed with a new team. Now, I guess there was news today. I don't know if she meant it as news, but Diana Russini of ESPN was on Get Up today dropping jewels. Now, I don't know if she'll come out later and say, I wasn't reporting anything. I was just talking, speculating. But she made some very strong statements. I'm going to have Rob G read them. But essentially, she was saying, there ain't that much interest in the GOAT, Tom Brady. Rob G, read what she said.
That's right. She said, I don't think any of us have really considered that maybe some of this wooing or some of the interest that is being put out there on the side of Brady is to save him embarrassment if the market isn't as robust as you would think it would be for Tom Brady. When you start looking at it, breaking down the details of it, is it really a smart decision for your organization? I think there's a very good amount of teams out there who do not believe that Tom Brady is their answer. She also added, the Titans are not all in on Brady. And the one team that does have legit interest, the Bucks, aren't too high on Brady's list, though.
Look, Diane is the NFL reporter. I'm not. So she very well may be right. I'm just not buying that fully. I'm sorry. I gotta believe there's interest in Tom Brady. I really do. I think the Tennessee Titans are sincerely interested in Tom Brady. Because it's about winning Super Bowls. It's not about getting to the second round. It's not about being pretty good. And also, a lot of these teams and coaches know that oftentimes, every year, essentially, we see a team that made the playoffs and looked pretty good, like they might be building something, completely fall off. We saw Carolina go back and forth from playoffs to out of the playoffs to Super Bowl to out of the playoffs and so on and so forth. This year we saw the Rams go from the Super Bowl to out of the playoffs. It happens all the time. Tennessee can't count on Ryan Tannehill doing what he did for the last 10 games of last season. Been in the league, what, 7 years? That's the best stretch he's ever had. We think he's going to play like that for the next 5 seasons? You think they're ready to lock themselves into Ryan Tannehill? Put Tom Brady with Derrick Henry, with some of those receivers, with that offensive talent in Tennessee, and they are contenders. Now, if some teams feel like, well, we still aren't beating Baltimore, we still aren't beating Kansas City, maybe I'll give you that. But I wouldn't expect Tennessee to feel that way because they weren't that far away with Ryan Tannehill. I also think Indianapolis, which I don't reportedly doesn't have much interest in Brady, they should be looking at him. And Tampa Bay, yeah, I can see Brady not having interest in them, but I'm sure they'd be interested in him. So, Rob, I'm not buying this. I think that a lot of people look at Tom Brady, and yes, he's not what he was 4 years ago. But I think if you give him some offensive talent like a lot of these teams have, I didn't even throw in the Chargers, then he would be better than most quarterbacks in the league.
First of all, I don't think her comments were that strong. There's a lot of maybes and all kinds of other things. If you, Rob G, read it again.
She said to save him the embarrassment. But of still, teams not wanting him.
But it wasn't definitive to say Tom Brady will be embarrassed come free agency because nobody wants him. That's not what she said.
Read it, Rob G.
Read it, and I'll stop you when I get to the points where she's given herself. Basically, she's not reporting anything. It's a half-hearted opinion.
That's right. Reading it again, guys. I don't think any of us have really considered that maybe some of this.
Stop. You just said it. Maybe. Did you hear that? Go read it again, Rob.
I don't think any of us have really considered that maybe.
There you go. It's her first one. Go ahead.
Some of this wooing or some of the interest that is being put out there on the side of Brady is to.
So she's saying put out by his side.
Is to save him embarrassment if the market isn't as robust as you would think for Tom Brady. When you start looking at it and breaking down the details of it, is it really the smart decision for your organization? I think there's a very good amount of teams out there who do not believe that Tom Brady is their answer.
Okay, I mean, that. Now she said, I think, I guess you can say that's an out.
That was the second one. Yeah, she didn't say.
I think she was I've saying teams to, aren't interested.
No, but she didn't say.
Because I saw it. I watched her, and she was talking as a reporter all morning. Yeah, I was watching the show.
It still was her opinion. She didn't say, I talked to several GMs around the NFL, and the interest for Tom Brady is zero to none. If she, Chris, that's strong.
That's a stronger, I give you that.
I'm just saying.
That's, but we've
but when
reacted,
you say maybe,
I mean.
And when you say, I think, I'm just saying that it came across, and that this
and
is always the question.
And she also did say, too, Rob G, didn't she say, the Titans aren't all in on Brady?
That's right. They're not, quote,
but,
all in. And the one team that is confirmed
that's a statement.
Is the Bucks, but they're not too high on Brady's list.
But here's the other thing. Again, if they not all in, right? She's saying, I'm not all in. There's still an out there if he winds up going there. That whoever was, she didn't say.
I'm not saying
she didn't say
like, people
the
think
Titans
he's a
are
bum.
Out. The Titans are out. There's no way that they want Tom Brady. I'm just saying.
But she did say that they're higher on Tannehill.
Yeah, but
did say there's not. I mean, she implied, whether it's a report or not.
I'm just saying. She said there's not that much interest in him. I didn't take it as that. I thought she was really just giving her opinion. I didn't take anything that she talked about as reported information. When you use maybe and I think. And whatnot. It ain't about that in that situation when you're painting that picture. It's about what other executives and other people you've talked to in the league. I just think it isn't as strong as maybe people who put out a story. I don't know. Did they wrote stories about it or was it just a Rob G? Was it just about her opinion?
No, she just said it on Get Up.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But nobody wrote a story.
Yeah, I mean, she was not putting out a report
that
teams don't want Tom Brady. But she was saying it's not that much interest in him.
I just think that there's a handful of teams, and I still believe, and I said it from the beginning, that the Chargers make the most sense. And it's not just because the Chargers need Tom Brady. They don't have a quarterback. They've already cut ties with Phillip Rivers. They have a brand new stadium in Inglewood, California that's going to open up this season. They had trouble filling a small soccer stadium where fans came from the other teams, the opponents, and not for the Chargers. And now they're going to have this cavernous 75, 80,000 seat stadium, and they don't have anybody to market to. So if you're going to take a chance on a 43-year-old quarterback, sell tickets, sell jerseys, you know, you have a decent team, a top seven defense, you have running backs, you have wide receivers, you can, maybe I can buy that. I can't buy some of the other teams that are talking about Tom Brady. I don't think there's more than two or three teams, the idea that the 49ers were going to dump Garoppolo for Tom. I just don't buy into that. I think there'll be three opportunities for Tom Brady, and I still believe he'll wind up with the Chargers.
I don't think the Chargers make sense for Tom Brady. I get what you're saying from their side, but their offensive line, now maybe they'll improve it, but their offensive line was one of the worst in the league last year. He can't move. He ran a 5.6 at the combine. He probably runs about a 6.4 right now, 40. He can't move. He needs a line. I know they got weapons on the outside and in the backfield, but he needs protection, and unless they really strengthen that line, he's not going to get it. I also just don't think they're – I don't see him going from the Patriots to the Chargers. I hate to say it. They haven't been that caliber of franchise. And I don't see him going somewhere for a payday. Yeah, I know he wants to get some money, but I think his biggest thing is he wants to try to win. He doesn't want to go somewhere that he doesn't have as much of a chance of winning, because then there, even despite his age, and I would say, look, if he doesn't win at 43 and 44 years old, who cares? I wouldn't hold it against him. Michael Jordan, nobody holds Washington against Michael Jordan, but some would. Some would say he was a system quarterback. He could only win with Belichick. So I don't think he wants to put himself in that position. I think he wants to put himself in a position where he can compete for a championship. And so I just think that I do think there are teams that want – I think Titans want him. I'm shocked that Indianapolis, I mean, from what we've seen, doesn't have interest. But if you're going after Phillip Rivers, why wouldn't you go after Tom Brady? Especially Frank Reich, who's the quarterback whisperer. But I think, look, I also think, Rob, there's a good chance he'll wind up back in New England.
I just don't believe that. The more it goes on, I really don't.
But New England wants him.
They could have been done a long time ago if they were really serious about Tom Brady. They don't have to allow him to be a free agent and go somewhere else and go.
Maybe they let other people set the market.
I'm just saying, I don't believe that. I still don't believe that he's going to wind up there.
So you don't think they want him?
I don't. I really don't. If they really wanted him, they could have done this with Tom. You don't need to go anywhere. You don't need to go talking about your free agency.
Well, they don't want to break the bank for him.
Why not? He won the six Super Bowls.
He's 43.
He's the GOAT.
I don't care.
Why not?
He's 43 or about to be 43. That's why. As much as I like him, I wouldn't – and they like him more than I do. And why break the bank for him? He's 43. I get it. But you still might want him. You're just not going to break the bank unless you have to. That's why you let the other team set the market. If somebody's willing to give him $35 million, maybe you reconsider. But it doesn't make sense to me to just give him that as a lifetime achievement. He's been paid. He hadn't been paid, you know, the highest quarterback in the league, but he's gotten money, plenty of money. So, I'm not saying he definitely is going back to New England, but I think there's a good chance that he winds up back there. We will see, of course, ultimately what happens. Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Speaking of games being played without fans, Rob G's got an update on what is happening in the college basketball.
Yes, sir, Chris. Now, this is a, for lack of a better word, a very evolving story with the NCAA. On March 8th, 2 days ago, the NCAA put out a statement saying, at this time, we are definitively planning on running the tournament at all 14 sites all the way through the Final Four. Okay, so the coronavirus is not going to affect in any way the March Madness. Earlier today, they doubled down saying, you know, NCAA schools can make their own decisions regarding regular season and conference tournament play. If anything changes, we'll let you know. Well, just before this show started, they put out another update. This one seems a little bit more daunting. The NCAA continues to assess how COVID-19 coronavirus impacts the conduct of our tournament and events. We are consulting with public health officials and an advisory panel who are leading experts, and we will make decisions in the coming days, suggesting, hey, you know what? Maybe we might have March Madness games with no fans in attendance. And I must say, Chris, a lot of this, and Rob, was brought on because Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio said earlier today, now again, a couple of the first round games are being played in Dayton, Ohio. For indoor events, we are asking for no events with spectators other than athletes, parents, and other essential to the game. So it is possible at this point, not saying it's likely, but it is possible. We do have March Madness without any madness in the stands.
Wow. 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 Wowzy, wowzy, woo woo.
Wow.
I mean, how? Wow. March Madness wowzy, wowzy, with no woo-woo. Fans in the stands. Well, look, if the alternative is canceling March Madness, canceling the NCAA tournament, then I would rather see the games with no fans. I mean, I obviously rather fans be there, but if the alternative is either cancel the tournament, we won't have an NCAA champion this year, or play the games with no one in the stands, then I'll take the games with the empty seats. It'll be a challenge. It'll be difficult. It'd be tough for us to watch. You know, I mean, you won't – like, one of the great things about college basketball is the spirit, and the spirit comes from the fans. And the crowds are generally, you know, at least in college arenas, closer to the court. So you hear the noise. You hear the raucous crowd. And to not have that would be incredible. And it'd be difficult for the players, too. But it beats the alternative. What's your thoughts, Rob?
I mean, they got to do whatever they think. Everybody has to cover themselves. And I think whenever you have a situation like that, that's what most people are going to do. So it's probably Ohio has the NCAA can act like it's their call. But if the governor decides that they don't want to have spectators in the building, there's nothing that the NCAA can do. Probably should just cancel March Madness.
Really?
Yeah, just cancel it 100%.
Playing the games. Yeah,
because you don't know what players. You don't know what other players are around it, who you're around. You talk about family members and essential staff. They're not immune. No one's immune. So you're still leaving people open for those situations and circumstances.
I mean, you basically talking about a total shutdown of sports then.
Well,
I don't know if that's maybe that becomes necessary at some point, but obviously, you know, we're not experts, but all these leagues have talked about playing with no fans, but they still will, you know, have the players there playing. And you're right, they'll be bumping into each other, sweating on each other, but they can also get tested, you know, and know that none of the players playing that night will have it. Whereas you don't know that with the fans. So I'm that's got something to do with it. So,
I don't think the tests are like that. I don't think that they can for sure. You might not have it then.
Well,
I'm just not sure. I'm not that convinced that they know what they're gonna do. It's up in the air. We've seen other sports leagues cancel some stuff. Ivy League just canceled their tournament totally, right? They just canceled it. Yep. They just canceled it. So they could have done the same idea, just play without the fans. No, they canceled the entire thing.
Well, that Ivy League's tournament doesn't make as much money as March Madness or the NBA season. So obviously we hope it doesn't come to that. We hope it doesn't come to getting the fans out of the arena. But like I said, I would prefer – that they can play the game. So you would forget to take out the medical side of it. Would you prefer that rather than play the games in empty arenas, they just cancel them? If there is, you know, if the doctors and experts feel like, you know, there isn't a great chance of players contracting it from one another, so they can play, but they just can't have fans in the stands. Would you rather them just cancel it altogether?
But they can't say that you can't contract it from another 100%. Player. That's what I'm trying to say. So it just doesn't make any sense to me. Or a trainer sitting on the end of the bench, or a ball boy, or a water boy, or a masseuse.
But you can them have tests, and you're right. I mean, nothing's 100%. So we in that case, you can't just stop it at sports. I mean, when they take media out of the locker room, they're still allowing team personnel to be in there. I mean, there's going to be some player interaction. I think, and again, I'm not a doctor, but I just think they're saying, look, we can test if we have to. I mean, if a player comes down with some symptoms, then we can test them and find out, you know, make sure everybody's clear and doesn't have it, or at least to the degree that we can at this point. Whereas with 20,000 fans in the stands, you're not testing all of them. So I think that's the logic behind it, and it makes sense to me. But, you know, I would like to see them play the games with no fans rather than no games at all.